Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Thurman writes, I have a hard drive that was removed from my old computer before I got rid of it. It has some pictures on it that I don't have stored anywhere else and some of my old tax returns. Is there anything I can do with it, or is it just a hunk of junk? And should I be concerned about other people getting into it if I throw it out?
Hey, Thurman, I'm glad you asked. Yes, you can definitely make use of that old hard drive. And you can get those pictures and tax returns off of it, too.
Yeah, no matter how old your hard drive is, it will probably still work with the latest and greatest computers. If you have a new desktop computer, it might even be as simple as opening up your computer case and just plugging that hard drive in.
Right, but that can be hit or miss, since a lot of new desktop computers are so small that there's no room for a second hard drive.
Mm.
However, almost all computers, desktops and laptops, have a USB port. All you need is an adapter, and you can plug that hard drive into the computer's USB port as an external hard drive.
The adapters are pretty cheap too, especially if you're only going to use it once or if you don't care what it looks like. On the upper end, you might have to pay $20 to $30 at a retail store, but you can pick one up online for as low as $5.
Now, if you're looking for something that will look a little fancier on your desk, you can get an external hard drive case or a hard drive docking station. Both plug in with a USB cable and turn your internal hard drive into an external hard drive, and they look good while doing it. External hard drive cases run from $10 to $30, and hard drive docking stations run $30 to $50 on average.
Now, Thurman, you asked if you should be concerned about your data if you just throw that hard drive away.
And the answer is yes, you should definitely be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just throw that hard drive away. It's just as easy for someone else to pull the data off of your hard drive as it is for you. Even when you delete the files, they are still pretty easy to retrieve. When you delete a file, it doesn't really erase it. It just pretends the space is no longer written on.
To make sure the hard drive is completely erased, you need to write over every sector with new data at least 3 times. Every single bit needs to be written over with all ones or zeros. According to the Department of Defense, after you've done that at least 3 times, you should be secure, but you can do it 7, 10, or 35 times if you want to be safe.
Okay, but how do normal humans accomplish this, Tom?
Okay, well, the easy way to do that, if you're on a PC, is with a program like Eraser or the Drive Wiper in CCleaner. If you're tossing on a Mac, there's a program called Permanent Eraser that will do the job.
All of them are free, and they will completely eradicate your data to the point where even the combined casts of CSI, CSI New York, CSI Miami, and CSI Cyber couldn't figure out what was on it.
So, just plug in your hard drive to your new computer using the USB adapter, and run one of those programs and wipe that hard drive.
Just make sure that you wipe the right hard drive.
Ooh, good point.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.